Okay, let's get started with Sanhedrin Daf Sadi Ches. Sadi Ches. We'll start with Sadi Zion on the base, third wide line towards the bottom, Amar Rav. So yesterday we got into big discussions about Mashiach, about different simanim, about when Mashiach is going to come, and how Mashiach could come, the Gimel Bon Behesachadas. We had on the bottom of Sadi Zayin Amar Aleph, we had the 6,000 years, the Gemara that appears two places in Shas, here and in Maseches Avodah Zarah, and we discussed a number of ways to figure it out. Even the Gemara said yesterday in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, Tipach Atzma Shomachash Vekitzin. It's not something that we're supposed to be focusing on because it doesn't lead to Avas Hashem, it doesn't lead to Yiras Hashem, as the Rambam writes at the end of Sefer Malachim. And therefore, we just have to do what we need to do, and in that way, leave it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now the Gemara has a discussion. What about nationally? What is needed nationally for Mashiach to come? So that's going to be a major machlokas over the next couple of lines. Is tshuva a requirement for Mashiach to come? Will Mashiach come even without tshuva or not? So Amar Rav, third line. Kala kitzin. All the kitzin, all the times the Mashiach was supposed to come have passed. Ve'ein hadavar tali ela b'tshuva. Right now, it's only tali on tshuva. That is what is required. U'maisim tovim. Tshuva and maisim tovim are going to bring Mashiach. Right, and that's needed, says Rav. Shmuel Amar, Dayo La'avel, Sheyamod Be'evlo. What does that mean? It's enough for the mourner to stay in his days of mourning. So Rashi has Tupshatim. What does that mean? Dayo La'evlo. So Rashi says on the left side, Dayo La'Kadosh Baruch Hu, She'omeid Kama Yamim, V'yamino Achor Klomar, Imlo Yasu Tshuva Ein Omei Be'evlo Kal Yamim, Elevade Keitz L'davar. Even if we don't do Tshuva, Shmuel is saying, this gut, what, it's like a rhetorical. Is the mourner going to stay forever? Is there going to be gullus forever? Or similarly, the second shot, Daya lo avel, Daya li Yisrael, Tsar gullus, afilu below tshuva negalin. Right, so this is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether we are going to need tshuva. And kitanoi, the machlokas really goes back to earlier, the machlokas tanoim. Rav Eliezer Omer, im Yisrael osin tshuva negalin, v'im lav e negalin. If Bnei Yisrael do tshuva, Rav Eliezer says they will have gula, if not. Amalei Rav Yoshua, im ein osin tshuva e negalin. What, if we don't do tshuva, then it's going to go on forever? How could that be? El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maimed Lohem Melech, Shegzerosav, Kashos, Kahaman. But Re'el HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring them a king whose decrees are as difficult as Haman's decrees. V'Yisraelos and Tshuva Achzir Lamutav. Meaning Rabbi Yeshua says, we might not have a choice about it. But there's got to be tshuva. But Hashem will inspire us to do tshuva to make sure that it is achieved. Mashiach comes. That's Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, before we even continue, the Rambam discusses this also. The Rambam seems to quote this idea that, yes, tshuva is needed, but we're vowed they're going to do tshuva. Right? There can't be a situation where tshuva is not going to happen and it's just going to go on forever. The Rambam writes in Perek Shvi'i of Hilchas Tshuva. Right, the Rambam can talk about this either in Hilchos Tshuva or in Hilchos Malachim, two places where he talks about Mashiach. So here says the Rambam, Kol Anavim Kulan Tzivu Ala Tshuva, Ve'ein Yisrael Negalin Ela B'Tshuva, V'Kfar Hivticha Torah Shesof Yisrael Lasos Tshuva B'Sof Galusan U'Miyad Hein Negalin. The Nevi'im have already promised that we will do tshuva at the end of our exile. Umiyad hei negalet. Does that mean that every single person in the world is going to have done tshuva? There's not going to be anybody doing averus anymore? What does it mean in general? Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Bnei Yisrael will come back to the fold and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when it reaches the stage that Hashem says is enough, you know, then Mashiach is going to come. Shnei Amar, as the pasuk says in the Torah, V'ki yavoe alecha kol advarim ha'ela, ha'bracha v'aklala, asher esazi lefanecha, v'hashivose levavecha, v'chol agoyim v'asher edichecha, Hashem alakecha shama, v'shavta Hashem alakecha, v'shamata b'kolo, v'gomer. G'dola b'tshuva, and then he continues saying all the beautiful chazals about the tshuva. So the Rama Paskins, like this opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make us do tshuva. It's a promise. It can't just be that we're going to while away in Gullus without any destiny taking a place. The Ben Yehoyada also interprets here, Ben Yehoyada has a number of important comments here about today's daf. He says, right, even Kalu Kalakitsa, the first line we started talking about, in the name of Rav. What does Rav say? You have to have tshuva, says what, and when we don't do tshuva, the Mashiach is not going to come. So the Ben Yoyada says, HaKavana al HaKitzin shal Achishana. as we're going to have today, and probably the most famous line in this whole parak about when Mashiach is going to come, Bi'ita Achishena, Bi'ita, it might come in its time, Achishena, I will hasten it. So, there are different times it could happen. So says the Ben Yoyada, the hastening times have already passed. Aval Keitsho Bi'ita, Eino Tali B'tshuva. The whole machlokes might be, maybe it's totally on the earlier times. But the ita time, that's not totally on tshuva. Ela afilu im lo yasu tshuva. Nigalin. Ulohachi lo mafarshi lepsukim shal shuva banav shuva elai b'shuva vanachas b'keitzo amiti shal b'ita. The kuli amasavri ze akeitz en atali b'tshuva ela yi afilu b'dar shakul achayev, as we will, Be'ez Hashem, see soon. So again, he's also giving chizik to, even according to Rav, the whole machlokes is about the achishena time, but the Be'ita time is not totally on that. Interesting line, the Mishnas Yavetz, Rav Zsolti writes in one place, we know there's a big discussion why the Rambam does not seem to count the mitzvah of tshuva in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? He counts the mitzvah of vidui, but tshuva just seems to be background. When one does tshuva, there is a mitzvah to do vidui. He doesn't say explicitly in the Mishnah Torah that there's a mitzvah to do tshuva, even though in the Koteret he kind of says it. But that's the question of many of the Achronim. Why is there a mitzvah of tshuva according to the Rambam? The Menachas Chinuch says, because it's even Balev, and many other suggestions given, the Meshech Chachma. But the Mishnas Yavet says, well, you know why? Because a mitzvah by definition is one that applies always for eternity. It's sometimes practically you can't fulfill it, like karbanos, bizman hazeh. But there's a mitzvah that applies eternally, ad bias gol tzedek, and that's the definition of a mitzvah. A mitzvah also means that you have to have bechir chafshus to do the mitzvah. Says the Mishnas Yavetz, because the Rambam says at a certain time in history, we are going to do tshuva, at some point Hashem will basically take away our bechira, and he will force us to do tshuva, so that's why it can't be a mitzvah. That's what the Mishnas Yavetz creative shot is. Again, you might say that's, no, we're still going to have a chira, but we're going to make the right choice. But that's his suggestion that, as the Rambam says, that we're vada going to do tshuva. Maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't count it as a mitzvah. Okay, we continue with the same conversation. Tanya Itach, the Braisa says, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Misrael, also tshuva nigalan. If they sold to tshuva, Rebbe Eliezer says, they will get the redeemed. Shinemar, shuvu banim shovavim erpa, mishuvo seichem. As the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, do tshuva, shuvu banim shovavim, repent. Amr lo Rabbi Yeshua. So now we're going to have back and forth psukim. Yes, tshuva, no tshuva. Yes, Rabbi Yeshua. Valakvar ne'amar. Chinam nimkartem, velo bekesef tiga elu. You'll be sold for nothing, and not for money shall you be redeemed. Chinam nimkartem bavodes kochavim, velo bekesef tiga elu, velo betshuva ma'isim tovim. Right? You don't need something valuable, like tshuva ma'isim tovim. So Rabbi Yeshua says that back to him. Amr lo b'liyazur Rabbi Yeshua. But look, for Neamar, Shuvu Elai, Vashuva Aleichem. That we have to take the first step. We have to do Tshuva. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Valok far neamar, hini anochi ba'alti bachem. I am your ba'al. Valakachti eschem echad meir ushtayim mishpacha veiveti eschem zion. Sounds like Hashem's going to force us and bring us back even without Tshuva. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Valok far neamar, b'shuva v'nachas tivasheyun. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer. Valok far neamar, komar Hashem goel Yisrael ukdosho. Hashem says, Vizonefesh, limitaev goy, for the ones that are lowly, Rashi, osan habizuyin hamitu oven ba'averos. Right, we're so lowly and disgusting to Hashem with sins, but still Hashem is going to come take us. Back to the Gemara, la'eved moshlim, milachim yiru v'kamu, sarvishtachavu. Still, the kings will fear and get up, and the princes will bow down to us. So you see, even without tshuva, Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, balok far neamar, im tashuv Yisrael num Hashem elai tashuv. So again, yes tshuva. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua brings one more pasuk, and Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have an answer back. Does that mean that he ran out of psukim, or he's just convinced about this one? Unclear. So balok far neamar, vo'eshma es ha'ish lavush abadim, asher mima'al mimeha ya'or, another discussion from Sefer Daniel, I saw the man, lavush abadim, and what did he see? Vayorim yemino usmulo el hashamayim, vayishava b'chai ha'olam. He swore in the name of Hashem, ki lemoed moadim v'chitzi, ukechalos napeitz yaram kodesh, tichlena kol eila v'gomer. I swear that all of this, all of these saros, are going to be removed. Rashi, tichlena eilu atzaros, v'yavah Mashiach. And Mashiach is going to come. V'shasak, Rebbe Lezer didn't have an answer to that last pasuk. Okay? Guess Mashiach is going to come, even without Bnei Israel having to do tshuva. Period. V'yamar Rabbi Abba, Says Rabbi Abba, a very famous line. The line has gotten more famous, I would add, over the past 150 years. Because Baruch Hashem, we see this nevuah with our own eyes, as we'll see. Right, with all of the signs for Mashiach to come, whatever has to happen, what is the greatest kates? What is the greatest sign that the gula is in the process? Shenemar, as Yechezkel Hanavi says, the land gives its fruits and grows and produces for Am Yisrael. Yechezkel Hanavi promised when Bnei Yisrael went into exile 2,000 years ago that the land will not produce and blossom for any other nation until Am Yisrael comes back. And Haraya, for the past 2,000 years, that's what we have seen. Shedeemar, V'yatem Harei Yisrael Anfechem Titenu. Harei Yisrael, bring your branches. U per Yechem Tisu La'ami Yisrael. V'gomer, Dafka for the Am. Says Rabbi Abba, that is the greatest kates that we see. And the Ema Banim Smecha. So it was even in the 1940s. Right? Rav Teichtel writes about this on page Kuf Chaf. He quotes this Gemara. This is, what the land looked like in the 1940s. Imagine what he would have said 75, 80 years later. He says, Vein mamish divrei Beit HaKadosh, kodem haketz, before Mashiach actually comes, tibaneh haaretz, v'ha adama titein perya ba'ayin yafeh, v'ze'os v'siman al kirvas ha-geula. That is a siman. And then he says, Ubi Yameinu, Shenaseh Be'emes Kenaydeh Harbeh Me'achidu B'nei Yisrael, Shekdimu La'alos La'aretz, Ubanu Arim V'nachalos, Ukfarim V'ganosu Pardesim. All of those over the past 70 years in his day that have come back to the land of Israel and built vineyards and built villages and built cities. V'chalakim G'dolim Me'haretz, Shehayu Rekike Tit Ba'alma. They were all just swamps. Read all the stories about the people who got malaria and all the sicknesses that were in the swamps from the mosquitoes in those days. Asu otam la adama yevesha. Ulasad, they planted the eucalyptus trees. Ulasad, they pour yom uvarachas. And they brought it to blossoms. Mamash pisakano b'mesivas nefesh avar binyan haaretz. Shetia ru'u yiliz yashiba. Hachi yesha filu tsel shel safek bazeh shemas Hashem kinorahu. Right, Rav Teichtel in the Mebanim Smecha, the Chassid. And then he says, וכאשר חלק מאחינו בני ישראל חזרו ממש לארצנו בעמל גדול בשתדלוס גדולה, למרות כל העיכובים שעמדו נגדם, על אין דרכם, חפץ השם הצליח בידם ונשן ברכה במעשה ידיהן. עד שאלה בידם להפריר להבריר את הארץ מה שלא היה כן מימי החורבן עד עתה. Past 2,000 years, all the different nations that have been in the land of Israel were not successful in bringing the fruit out. And then he says, only if somebody is blind, they would argue on this. Very strong words. And then he goes into something that he talks about much in the Sefer. So if this is all true, so why did Hashem bring this geula through people who are not so connected to Torah, and some people who are even anti? That he goes through many, 30, 40, many pages where he discusses many times Hashem brings geula and brings matanas to Am Yisrael and to the world, even through means that are somewhat unseemly. Just look at David HaMelech, right? Where did David HaMelech come from? Rus and Boaz and Lot and his daughters and Yehuda and Tamar, right? Why did Hashem do that? So he quotes from the Magen Meisharim, right, the Rabbi Yosef Cairo, and he quotes from others, that Hashem does this so that the Midas Hadin cannot protest, so to speak, and then all of a sudden the gift is in the world. As we've quoted that in the past, he quotes from the Noram Elimelech, quotes many sources, Kedarko Bakodesh, here in the Sefer, but you've got to look up, it's in Perek Sheni, the second Perek, again in this, in Chelek Aleph of the Eim HaBanim Smecha. But again, one of the major points is this Chazal. It's unbelievable. Just look at it again. It's online. Right? Since the Jews left Gush Katif, the amazing things that occurred in Gush Katif and all the growths that took place there and the amazing things that we were able to grow out of the sand, mamish. And since we left, it doesn't grow anymore. Since we left, the same farmers. And it just doesn't grow. It's unbelievable. This is Gemara. Ein lecha keitz megula mizeh, our connection to Eretz Yisrael. And we see throughout Eretz Yisrael, whenever we see trees and blossoms growing, so then, it's an unbelievable sign. Rebbe Elazar Omer. says Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, Af mizeh, Shenemar. It's an even greater sign. Shenemar ki lefnei hayamim haheim sachar ha'adam lo diyeh v'schar v'hema einena. Again, besides all of the blossoms and all the trees, I'll give you a different side. He says, when we're so low and we're so poor that we know nobody can be hired out even to, for animals, ul yotze v'laba ein shalom min hatzar. And for those that go out and in, there's no peace from the tzaras. So right after that, Mashiach is going to come. What does that mean? My v'lo yotze v'laba ein shalom min hatzar. Rav Amar af tamidei chachamim shekasuv behem shalom. Even the tamidei chachamim who have the word shalom written next to them, dechsiv shalom rav lo avei sarasecha ein shalom ibnei tzar. They're also going to be affected by the tzaras. So again, we hope that, you know, that this has already been fulfilled. You know, there was never a greater tsar than what took place a couple of decades ago. And Rachman al-Utslan, we hope all of these nevuahs of tsaras have taken place, and Gog u'Magog has taken place, and all that's left is the continuation of the geula that has started, according to the Imam Svech, and according to the Gemara, Re'ein Lucha Keitz Megula Mizeh. U'Shmuel Amar, Achayu Kolash, and again, you know, don't need, it's not only this, but again, the other nevuahs of Ishayo, that, you know, imagine 2,000 years ago, when would they ever say that you have older men and children playing in the streets of Yerushalayim on Shabbos afternoon? It's unbelievable. You walk around and you see again a fulfillment of the nevuah. Unbelievable. Ushmuel Amar, Achayu Kol Asherim Kulan Shkulin. Shmuel says, what's a siman that's going to happen when all the gates are going to be equal? What does that mean? Gates are going to be equal. Rashi quotes Tupshatim. Shkulin Shavin Shara Tfuah V'Yayin Revachim. It means there's going to be so much. There's going to be so much plenty, like we had on yesterday's daf. Right, what's going to happen in every year of the Shemitah cycle, right, before Mashiach comes? So one of them is that there's going to be plenty, right, in the fifth year. Or the opposite, right, everything's going to be so expensive, right, it's going to be so, it's going on that year, that it's going to be so, nobody's going to have any money, and there's not going to be so much food. It's going to be the opposite. The Maharsha has another pshat. Kol Hashem, all the gates, right, we know that the Pasuk, I think in Yecheskel also says, that Bizman HaMikdash, we didn't go out the same gate that we went in. Right, because we wanted to keep the awe and trepidation and excitement. So the halacha, whatever the gate we went into, be the base of Mikdash, we didn't go out that gate. So, says the Maharsha, Mashiach is going to come when all the gates are shavim. So he relates to that, and he says when everybody has the same feelings for the base of Mikdash. Read you his lashon. Shebesov kol atzaras lo yiakein, aval yotzei b'shar zeh, v'lava b'shar acher, ein shalom. Sheshar yitzia b'shar bibia, kulan shkulan v'shavin, be'ein shalom v'atzaras sorer, v'usimah l'keitz megula. He says when you go into when those gates, first you reach the rock bottom, then it's going to go, it's going to get back, and the gula is going to come. Again, referring to the gates of going in and the gates of going out. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Other signs, again, these dafim, 97, 98, here in Sanhedrin, all the signs for Mashiach. Ein ben David bachi is bakish dag lachole v'lo yimatzei. Mashiach, what's a sibit for Mashiach is going to come when they look for fish for a sick person and they can't find it. Shenemar oz ashkia me mehem v'naharosam b'shemen olich. Right, I'll be mashki in the waters v'ksiv. It says right after that, Bayomahu, or earlier, Bayomahu atzmiya keren lebeis Yisrael. And at that time, the gula is going to come. What does that mean? That, right, you can't find a fish. The Ben Yoyada here has a couple of shatim. What does it mean you can't even find fish? It means that a sick person really wants meat, right? That's something more substantive. But it'll be so poor you won't even be able to find fish. Right, that's shot number one. Even fish. Number two, he says, creatively. Says we know the Gemara in Shabbos Kufdala. We mentioned this, I think, about a month or two ago. Kufdala, the code. The Shabbos, Kufdala, the code of the Aleph Beis. So Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina. Gemol Dalim, right? Gimel Dalit? Gemol Dalim, right? Give to the poor. So the Gemara there describes why the Gimel is shaped as it is and why the Dalit is shaped like it is. Why is the leg of the Gimel facing the Dalis? Right? Because the one who is Gomel Dalim has to run after the poor. That's Gimel Dalin. So here suggests the Ben Yoyada that here is the opposite dog. Can't find a dog. Even the poor won't be able to run after the Gimel, and there won't be any money. Won't be any money if they won't be able to set this avol the seder dog shemor al dal rodei v'achar goble chasadim einzem and amuvchar ubechalim mashiach kodesh yevam mashiach tiat hatstaka neederes dafilu b'seder dog lo timatze. Right. Not only with the givers won't be able to give, but the poor running after the givers won't be able to find anything to have. Or, he quotes that Another pshat b'siyata d'shmaya midas v'tivol shol dog shel yachol azov liparim in amayim. Right, the fish can't leave the water. Right, Kain Yisrael ain't os matar shenim shel amayim. We never leave the water like Rabbi Akiva with the mashal at the end of brachas. The al shem zeh Yisrael nim shelu dogim shel yilav kiteva dogim b'mayim shel Torah u'ba'osos man yivukash teva hadog lechola Yisrael shebegalus v'lo yimatzei. The fish, we're the fish. We can't live without Torah, and we'll look for fish. We won't be able to find fish. Won't be anybody that has that thirst for Torah, has that knowledge for Torah. Number three. And then he's finally maybe dagas from the lashon of daaga. They won't have daaga. Again, the opposite. Shaliyah daaga. Mipnei sheishla midas habitachon. Okay, different pshatim. Weiter, we continue. Amar bichama bar chanina in ben David ba'ad shitichle ratichala malchus hazala until the lowly malchus, right? We won't have any control of anything. Mi Yisrael, right? Again, that we hope that was fulfilled. Shedamar, the karas hazal zalim b'mazmeiros. V'ksiv basrei. All the psukim talk about describing the event, and then says connected to that something about Mashiach. V'ksiv basrei. Ba'isahi yuval shai l'shem svakos am imushach morat. We will come back. The nation that has been scattered and tortured, we will come back. Kibbutz Galios. Amar Ze'iri Amar Rabbi Chanina. Ein min David ba ad sheyichlu gase yikalu gase haruach v'Yisrael. Until all the haughty ones amongst Israel are removed, that's when Mashiach is going to come. Shenemar ki oz asir mikirbech alizei ga'avazech. Those that are very haughty. V'ksiv v'hisharti b'kirbeich am ani v'dal v'chasu b'shem Hashem. Right, and they will be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Rav Shmuel Simloi Mishum Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Ein ben David ba ad sheyikalu kol shoftim v'shotrim Yisrael. Until all of our judges have been removed, right, and then Mashiach is going to come. Well, we won't have anybody to be in control of din. Shenemar v'ashiva yadi alayich v'etrof kabar sigayich, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Yeshayahu, right in the Haftorah of Shabbos Chazon, v'gomer v'ashiva shoftayich, and then I will return your shoftim event after everything has been cleansed. Again, all of these Tanoim and Amoraim look in the Navi and look to give chizik to Am Yisrael, and they say all of these signs. Maybe they felt that these signs also were being fulfilled in their day. Right, but it's all to give chizik. Amar ula in Yerushalayim niftes ela b'tzedaka. Yerushalayim will be redeemed with tzedaka shenemar, as the pasuk says in the same parak. Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tzedaka. Tzedaka, and this is one of the chazals that's also quoted by the Rambam and quoted by the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tzedaka. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim says, Chayav enanu lizar b'mitzvah tzedaka, 10th parak. We have to be careful about tzedaka, yoser mikol mitzvah saseh. Wow. We have to be careful about tzedakah more than many other mitzvahs, I say. Shat tzedakah siman l'tzadikei zera Avram Avinu. Right, tzedakah is a siman for the descendants of Abraham. Shenemar ki yedativ l'man asher yitzav es banav es beis o'acharav. Right, to do, v'ein kisei Yisrael mitkonein v'dat ha'emes omedes ela b'tzedakah. The throne of Israel will not be reestablished without tzedakah. Tzedakah meaning money, but tzedakah meaning time, tzedakah meaning taking care of each other. Shenemar b'tzedakah tekonani. Ve'ein Yisrael nigalin, ela b'schus ha'tzedakah. Shenemar, tzion b'mishpat tipadeh, v'shaveha b'tzedakah. That's the Rambam right here in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. Uba obam, and then he quotes the promise. Ein adam ma'ani min ha'tzedakah. Ve'ein davara v'lo hezik niglal b'shvil ha'tzedakah. Nothing bad is ever going to happen. Call Yisrael va'anilva aleim ka'achim heim. Shnei rabbanim atem l'Hashem alokechem v'chulu. And he quotes other chazals here in Perek Yud of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, including this one. Amar of Papa, first wide line. In batli yihiri, batli amgushi. In batli dayani, batli gezirpati. Says Rav Papa, if the haughty ones of Bnei Yisrael are removed, then the Amgushis are going to be removed. What's the Amgushi? Rashi, of course, the Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Hei. Two different days about what Amgushi is. Do they mean witches, Mechashvin, or is an Amgushi something related to Avodah Zarah? But either way, they will be removed once the haughty ones of the Jews are removed. Ibatli Dayani, once the inappropriate judges of the Jews are removed, Bali Gezirpati, then the non-Jewish judges that may cause problems for us are going to be removed as well. So where do we get the psukim for this? Ibatli Yihiri, Batli Amgushi, Dechsiv, Etzrov, Kabar Sigayach, Vasir, Kobadi Loyach. Ibatli Dayani, Batli Gezirpati, Dechsiv, Hasir, Hashem, Mishpatecha, Pina, Aivecha. So that's what once our negative ones are removed, so we'll get the good ones. Amr Reb Yochanan, Imra Yisa Darshim Ismait Vaholech. If you see a dar that is dwindling, so very unclear. That could mean, right, Tsaris again, having Tsaris, and you see how many millions of Jews were killed, or the Aruch HaNer says, if you see Mispayit v'Holech, if they're finally doing, being humble, right, all the Gasei Ruach have been removed, right, we're Mispayit v'Holech, so then, Chakelo, wait for him, and realize he's coming soon. Shenemar ves am ani toshia. Once we're an ani, v'gomer, then we will be safe. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Imre Isa Darshat, Saros Rabos, Baos Alav Kinahar, Chakelo. If the Saros Rabos come like a river, Chakelo, wait for him. Shenemar, Kiyavo, Kinahar, Tsar, Ruach Hashem, Nosusa, Bo. If the Saros come like a river, V'ksiv Bat Samach Lei, Uvalasiyon Goel. Right, as if you look in the psukim there in Yishayahu, Perek Nuntes, at the end of the Perek Nuntes, the whole pasuk. The Yiru Mimarav Shem Hashem Mizah Shem Eshes Kvodo. Ki Yavo, the Shem Hashem will be seen. Ki Yavo an Har Tsar, Ruach Hashem Notzuzabo. Uvol at Zion Goel, and then the Goel will come to Zion. Uvashave Fesha V'Yakov, and those who will do tshuva. Noam Hashem, Vani, Zosprisi, Osam, and then we have the psuk in there from Uvol at Zion. Vani, Zosprisi, my brishes with them, Amar Hashem, Ruchi Yesher Alecha, Udvari Shasan Vipicha, Lebushu Vipicha, Mipizaracha. But the Mishabura quotes that we should have special kavana when we say that line about righteous children. Right, when I have Siyat Yisrael with our children, he says on that line and also on the line later on in Laman Lo Niga Lariv Lo Neda Lebehala. On those two psukim, if we could remember to have Kavana. But there's a fascinating Chafetz Chaim that's quoted on that line, right? It's the continuation of the Uvol at Zion Goel line, right? Because we say it every day. Va'ani Zos Brisi Osam. I, my treaty, Osam. Shouldn't it be Brisi Itam, not Osam? Right, what do you mean Va'ani Zos Brisi Osam? So if you look in Divrei Harav, Rav Shechter quotes that he, somebody who heard from the Panovich Harav, from Rav Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman, that when he was towards the end of his life, he said he heard once heard from the Chafetz Chaim. His Kiraz is page Kufnun Hey. He heard from the Chafetz Chaim a beer on the pasuk. Vanizas Brisi Osam Amar Hashem Ruchesh Olecha V'Chulu. It's so to have a little meimar Brisi Itam. Right, when you have a bris, it's with two parties, not bris osam, what's bris, that's what it should be. Ubir bezeh chavetz chayim. Shakavana hi, shakadosh baruch hu kafa aleinu as bris ator ba'al korchenu. Hashem forced us to accept the bris, kafa le'mar kegigas. Shafilu imishu yirtzeh levroach uli shameit min ha-torah min ha-mitzvos, even if somebody at some point in history wants to run away from Torah and mitzvos, ha-torah tachzor le'mishpachto etzol banav. The Torah is never going to leave you ultimately. One generation goes away from Torah, it's going to come back in a second generation and a third generation. V'imlo etzal banav, astakshar kabanav etzal zera zaro. U'bi'im lav, be'echan mitoras habayim. Ki anachnu b'nei Yisrael lo nuchal lihishamei min abris azos, asher hutzla aleinu bal karchenu. V'lo natzliach ligrom shimusho divrei Torah mipinu, mipizera zareinu lo'olam. We can't cause anything, as hard as we try. As hard as a person tries. Vaz hiskir, kama mikrim me'anashim chiloniim legamre. And he quoted, the Chafetz Chaim quoted, or I'm not sure if this is the Panovich Harav, that quoted, many that were distant from Torah, va'af anti-datiim, shahayu me'rashi me'yaste, right, ha'medina, many who were anti the Torah that helped start Medina Yisrael, v'ka'ez b'nei b'neim lomdim v'af melamdim Torah barabim, v'ofa nifla. We find, but we had a couple of days ago. Right, we had the descendants of Sancherev and the descendants of Haman. V'av Rabbeinu Hizkir Oz, and also Rav Salvechik mentioned many Kama Mishpachot ba'America. Shasaba Haya Shofet Reformi, Muvak, Ochiloni Lagamre, Ukeis Abnei B'neim Lomdim Umlamdim Torah, Kavtochas Hapasik Hahu. The Torah Vani Bros Brisi, oh, some of them! The bris is with them, with those people, those families. Even if they don't agree and they don't into it, but that's part of the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us, that Torah will always be amongst the Jewish people. Okay. V'am Rabbi Yochanan. Ein ben David ba, ela badar shekulo chazakai, o kulo chayif. Again, a number of chazals that we could spend many hours on. The dar, David HaMelech is coming, Mashiach is coming in a dar that's totally righteous, or totally the opposite. V'dar shekulo chazakai, dechsi v'ame kulam sadikim, lolam yeshu aretz. So we understand that one, right, if we're all zocha. But other one is harder. There's nobody here. There's no mafgia. There's nobody that can talk to Hashem. For me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring it anyway. So that is a huge discussion in the Achronim. What exactly does that mean? Why would the Mashiach come in a dar shekulo chayiv? Says the Aruch HaNer, one shot. If it's a dar shekulo chayiv, that means there's not one person to be able to give them tochacha and teach them. So then, Mamela, they turn into shogun. The second, that there's nobody to lead them and to teach them, and there's no leaders, so then they're all shogeg, so Mashiach could come, because there's nobody. As long as they have any leaders, it's not kulo chayiv, so then there's still a problem. But, shemishapech hakol leminis, right? And that's also, he says, what Aaron did back in the first parak. When Aaron HaKohen, when he says, if I give them tochacha, they're still going to be mazes. So I'm not going to say anything. There'll be shogigs with the egel, so to speak, and then that would be a help in the larger one point. The Rebbe Elchanan, the Kovetz Ha'aris, in the back of the Kovetz Ha'aris, there are a couple of pages of Biurei Agados L'Shas. So if we look in Os Hay there, so he also quotes, what does it mean, Dar Shekulo Chayiv? It means we're so low, it'll be like in Mitzrayim, when we were on the 49th level of Tumah, and in another second, it would have been gone. We wouldn't have been able to be redeemed. We would not no longer be recognizable as Zera Avraham, so Hashem doesn't have a choice. We're so low, he has to redeem us at that second. So that's also Dar Shekul Achayiv, a second idea that he has to redeem us at that moment. Oh, there's other pshatim, but we'll leave it at those two. Amar Alexandri, Reb Shua ben Levi Rami. Here it is, one of the most famous lines in the parak. Ksiv be'ita v'ksiv achishana. One pasuk says, Mashiach will come in its time. The other pasuk says, I will hasten it. Zachu achishana, lo zachu be'ita. If we merit, Hashem will bring it quickly, and if we do not merit, it'll come in its proper time. So again, what exactly does that mean? The Bnei Yisachar says, but they're both says. How can you say there's a steer in the psukim? They're both said in the Navi, Be'ita Achishana. So says the Bnei Yisachar. No, it means whenever it is, it's going to happen quickly. That last stump. Be'ita Achishana. Yes, Geula is a slow process, which we'll talk about in another line. But Be'ita, when the time comes, Achishana, whenever that time is, early, late, Achishana, it's going to happen quickly. The Chafetz Chaim discusses this also in Parshas Nitzavim, where he just, on the pasuk of Hashem Hashem Lekecha, the pasuk that we quoted before, that the Rambam quotes, he says, it's a haftach on geula, and one of the biggest mafriyim, says the Chafetz Chaim, to our emuna, is that we're so low, and we're so downtrodden, and obviously he wrote this before World War II, right? So how could geula come? We're so low, we're so despised by all the nations. So says the Chafetz Chaim, that's exactly how geula works. Geula works first going all the way down, throughout every point in history, right? We go all the way down, and then we go all the way up, right? Avram Avinu first had darkness for 100 years before he had a son, right? Yaakov Avinu had a fight with the Malach, had a deal with Esav, before he was zochet to be mamid the Shvatim. Yosef had to be in jail for years, right, before he became the Mishnah LaMelech. Moshe Rabbeinu, right, he had to suffer in Midian and be a fugitive before he came. Am Yisrael had to be in Mitzrayim. Right before Bnei Yisrael were able to build Bayis Sheni, right, we have to go through the Purim story and Haman and almost be totally exterminated. He says, V'chein adar agam bezmanenu, says the Chafetz Chaim. We see we're downtrodden. We see in every country, and again, even before World War II, how low can you get? He says, Adaraba. He says, that's a simin, right, that the Gula is starting. Right, we had the lowliest time that the Bnei Israel had in the history of their nation, right, in the Shoah. Right? More qualitatively. Oh, we didn't get lower than that. He says that's a simon. Right. That was before he even beforehand. And then he says, you might think, but Mashiach didn't come in the more righteous generations. So again, we have all these chazals, first of all, to back us up, right? We're more chayiv and we're more poor and we're more tzaris, all these different simonim. But the Chafetz Chaim says, like many say, right, we're on their shoulders. We're on their shoulders. And once it comes, Alkein Tzor Kol Ish V'Yisrael, it's supposed to Yeshua B'chol Yom, Ki Yeshua Hashem Kerafayin, and he quotes the Diyuk, Ki Yeshua Scha Kivinu Kol Yom, we say it in the Amidah every day, Ki Yeshua Scha Kivinu, doesn't say Kol Yom, Kol Hayom. Every day, every part of the day, we have to be hoping and realize Mashiach could come at any second. Ki Yeshua Scha Kivinu Kol Hayom. And that's what he says. Because we besvarim shlo dafka al gula bilvatzarach letzapos el akol min sara. Every sara that somebody's going through, right? We have to hope for the geula from that sara. Again, that's zachu and beita. Amr Rabbi Alexandri, Amr Rishon Levi, Rishon Levi Rami, ksiv va'aru am im anani shmaya kvar inishata. Right, one pasuk sounds like it's going to come very quickly with the clouds. Viksiv ani brochev alachamar. The other pasuk says poor Mashiach is going to come poor riding on a donkey. Pasuk in Zechariah. Zachu, so it says again, if we're Zoche Mer Imane Shema, it's going to come in a second. Lo Zachu, Ani Rochev Alachamar. It's going to come riding on a donkey. We mentioned in the past the Zohar, why Ani, Ani or Meseches Ani. Erevin, Nida, Yevamis. The three Mesechtas and Shas that are more challenging. So there's a Zohar that says, right, once Bnei Yisrael are Osik in those Mesechtas, then Mashiach will come. We mentioned that three times in Dafyomi land. You know, Erev, Erevin, and Nida, and Yevamis. And the other point that the Achronim say, why a Chamor? Right, let's just do the next line, and then we'll talk more about it. Amalei Shram Akali L'Shmuel. Amriso Mashiach al Chamor Asi. You say that Mashiach is going to come on a Chamor? Ishtulei Susya Barka to Islay. I'll send you my super special horse. Why a donkey? A horse is much more glamorous, much more, much quicker. Amalei Shmuel answers, Mi Islacha Bar Chiver Gavnoi. Do you have a horse with so many different colors? Right, meaning your horse is not anything to be no better. Right, Rashi says he didn't really give him an answer. He kind of just like pushed him away. Rashi on the top left. B'milsa ba'ama alma dachye. He was just saying, no, we're not interested in the horse. Right, the donkey is fine. Again, what's the donkey? So I mean, I mentioned in the past and I've heard, right, a donkey never goes straight like a horse. A donkey goes a little bit and then stops, and then goes sideways and then stops, and then goes backwards, and that's geula. Geula is three steps forward and two steps back. And forward and back and sideways. That's the process of geula. Every stage of geula happens that way. And that's what we said before. Ein l'chakeis megula. Doesn't mean it's going to be totally smooth. There's going to be tzaras along the way. Rachmanu l'tzlan. But it still means that it's the process. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Ashkach l'Eliyahu. Yishuv ben Levi fan Eliyahu Navi. Another great story. Davi kaimi apischa de ma'arsa de Rishuma Yechai. He was sitting at the doorway of the cave of Rishuma Yechai, which we learned a lot about in Meseches Ba'Metziah. Amar Leh, Asin Olam Adasi? Yes, am I coming to Olam Haba? Amar Leh, Amirtza Adon Hazeh. If Amirtza Hashem, right? Amirtza Adon Hazeh, right? The Shechina was with Eliyahu HaNavi. So maybe this is the source in Shas for saying that. Amirtza Hashem. Amirtza Adon Hazeh. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shnayim Reisi V'kol Gimel Shamati. There's only two of us here, but I heard a third sound. Right, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries for the Beis HaMikdash every day. Amar Leh, so he says to him, Amos Asi Mashiach. When is Mashiach coming? When's Mashiach coming? The Rav Chaim Vital, the Magalei Tzayam here quotes Rav Chaim Vital, that question that my children have asked me in the past. Does the one who's Mashiach know he's Mashiach? Right? Does the Mashiach, let's say Mashiach, is Mashiach alive today? Does he know who he is? Rav Chaim Vital says, not really. He has to be a tzaddik and a gon and all the other simanim like the Rambam describes, but ultimately then Hashem will, so to speak, put into him the neshama of Mashiach and he's going to redeem a Klal Yisrael. But lav dafka, that he knows he is Mashiach right now. That's from Rav Chaim Vital, quoted right here in the Margolius Hayam. Mashiach yevadai adam tzadik nolad mi ish v'isha, v'yigdal v'tzidkuso aketz hayamim, v'yizke b'masav. Bayom ahu shal aketz tavo neshama shelo hanetuna b'ganeden v'tinatim l'ish hatzadik ahu, v'oz yizke l'hiyos goel. Right, and then he will be zochet to be the goel. So that's why he asked him. He said, "When's Mashiach coming?" Amos Azim Mashiach. Amalei Zil Shailu today. Why don't you go ask him? Go ask Mashiach. Right. This is Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. If you remember Yishuv ben Levi in Ksubas Ayin Zayin, he was the one that went into Gan Eden alive. Right. He stole the knife of the Malach HaMaves and he jumped in. So right. This is I don't know if this happened before or after, but either way, he was on that level. So when he says, "Go ask Mashiach." Vecha Yosef. Well, where is he? So, he's sitting at the opening of the gate of the city. What's the city? Rashi says here, Gan Eden, right? There's other pshatim, maybe the city, the Gra says of Rome. Right, he's sitting somewhere. Why would he be sitting by Rome? Because that's where the destruction took place, ultimately. So Mashiach's waiting since then to come. Well, my Simani, how do I know who he is? Yosef ben Yaniyeh Solech Aloim. He's sitting amongst the poor who are full of sicknesses. V'kulan sharav asire bechadzimna. They're all taking off and putting on their bandages at the same time. They take off their bandages and put on their bandages. Iyu sharichad v'asrachad. He does one at a time. Why? Arma, Omar, Dilma, Mavina, Deloiakev. Maybe I'm going to be needed. I don't want to take too long, so I'll just take off one Band-Aid at a time and put on a new one, just in case I have to run out. Amazing. Meaning Mashiach is waiting every second. Azal Gabay. So Shimon Levi goes to Mashiach. Amalei, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Yomori. Shalom Alechem. Amalei, Shalom Alecha, Bar Levi. He says, Shalom Alechem. Amalei, Le'emas Asimar. He says, when are you coming? Amalei, Hayom. Coming today. Azal Gabay Elio. Amalei, Mabar Malecha. She comes back to Elio. Elio says, new. What do you say? Amalei, Shalom Alecha, Bar Levi. He gave me Shalom Alechem. Amalei, Avtechacha, Lecha, Ulavucha, La'amada Asi. That answer means you're going to Olam Haba, you and your father, because he called you Bar Levi. Amarle Shikuri Kashakarbi, but he lied to me. To Amarle Hayom Asina Velawasa, he said he's coming today. He did not come. Amarle says Eliyahu Hanavi, you didn't understand. Hachi Amarlecha, he said Hayom, but he meant Hayom in Bekolo Tishmo. He meant if you listen, if Bnei Yisrael listen to Hashem's voice today, then he's coming. Meaning today is potential. When am I coming today? If you deserve it. Hayom im b'chol tishmo, and many of the Bali Musar, there's a Rabbi Nachman that spoke about Hayom im b'chol tishmo. All our avoda in life is Hayom, today. What's in front of us? We're always thinking about what I'm going to do tomorrow, what I'm going to do next week, next year. We have to have plans, but ultimately the focus is to be right now. What does Hashem want from me? Does He want me to learn? Does He want me to daven? Does He want me to, whatever it is? Hayom im b'chol tishmo. Period. Shalu Tamidav Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma. Emas ben David ba, when's Mashiach coming? Omar, Misyarei ani Ishem, Tevakshim eni Os. I'm not telling you because you're going to ask me for a miraculous sign that what I say is right. Omru lon, Eino nevakshim echa Os. No, we're not going to ask you anything. Omar le, okay, I'll tell you. Look, Kishayipol Ashar Azeh, when this gate, meaning Rashi, Rome, when Rome is destroyed, V'yibna and is rebuilt, V'yipol and it falls again, V'yibna is rebuilt, V'yipol and it falls again, V'yibna speaking of Noso, Ashar ben David ba. Once the Roman Empire, which, what does that mean? Does that mean Christianity? Does that mean Rome? Whatever it means, up and down and up and down a couple of times. Amru lo Rabbeinu, ten lanu os. They say, okay, give us a sign. Amar lohem, v'lo kach amartem li shema atem avak shemeni os. You told me you're not going to. Ask me. Amru lo v'av alpikein still. Give us one. Amar lohem, okay. Im kach yehavchu me ma'ares pamyas l'dam. If this water turns to blood, v'nefchu l'dam and it changed to blood, and that was the sign. Right, we had one time earlier in this Pesach, if you remember, a certain sign involving water. Remember the one of the Amoraim said, one of Tanam in the Ov, right, and those Dafim discussed, you know, what is the sign for Shabbos? What is that for Shabbos? He says three signs. He says the Sambation, right, doesn't run on Shabbos, Baal Ov doesn't work on Shabbos, and your father's kever, you know, has smoke going up doesn't have smoke coming up on Shabbos, right? So that was also the siman in the Gemara's about that was that Mashiach is not about Shabbos. That was a siman that using water, but here too water is used to show that what is a Mashiach, right? That's on Samach Hei Amid Beis. Samach Hei Amid Beis, right? The conversation was between, I just forgot, Turnus Rufus or Rosh Rabbi Akiva. Thought it was him. Ma Yomi Yomayim, how do you know Shabbos is different? Nar Sambation Yochiach, Balov Yochiach, Kiva Shalaviv Yochiach. Right? He says, that's what he says to Turnus Rufus. Samach Hei Amid Beis. Okay, we continue. Pashas Bati Rasa, Amarlan, when he dies, when Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma died, he said to his students, "Amalan ha mikuli aroni, make sure my coffin is very deep." She'en l'chol kol deka v'deka shavavavel, she'en tzush shal parsim nikshabo. Right in the future, when Gog u'Magog, whatever it is, there's going to be so many animals, horses above El, that they're every tree is going to have a horse tied to it. Ve'en l'cha kol aron v'aron sheb'eretz Yisrael, she'en sus madei ocha boteven. And there's not going to be any coffin in Eretz Yisrael that the horses of mother are going to eat straw from. There's going to be so many horses. I want that to be all the way deep down my coffin so that they don't get to use me. Amarav. Ayin ben David Bach et espashit ha-malchus al Yisrael risha, Yisrael tishakadashim. Right, Mashiach's not going to come until there's a malchus for 9 months on Bnei Yisrael. Or the other gears on the side is b'chol ha'olam kulo. Again, all of these are very unclear what exactly is being referred to. Shneimar lachen yitzneim at eis yoleda yalada. Right, talking to my birth, that's 9 months. V'yeled achiv yeshuvun al Bnei Yisrael. Period. Amar Ula, another couple of famous lines. Yesei v'lo achminei. Ula said, I want Mashiach to come, but I do not want to see. I don't want to be there during the Chevle Mashiach. Yesei v'lo achmine. V'chein amar Rabba. Yesei v'lo achmine. Rav Yosef amar, the opposite. Yesei, Rav Yosef, who was blind, interestingly. Yesei, the ezke, let him come. The ezke de esev betula, I will be zocha to sit in the shade, to kufita the chamri of the dung of his donkey. Meaning, any, then just let Mashiach come. Just let Mashiach come. Amarle abaya l'rabba, my time out. Why do you not want to be there when Mashiach comes? It's going to be so, again, and Hashem, it happened already during the most terrible time. So my time, ilema mishum chevlo shel Mashiach, is it because the pains of Mashiach, but the labor pains of Mashiach, we know right before the birth of the hardest pains, but Tanya, shol tamid of Rebbe Elazar, mayas adam inato bichevlo shel Mashiach, there are various Gemaras about the talk about this. The Gemara in Shabbos also, about being Onik Shabbos, how can you be saved from the birth pangs of Mashiach? Yasuk b'toro b'gemilas chasadim. Umar hatar b'gemilas chasadim. What are you worried about? You're full of Torah and gemilas chasad. Omer lei, sheme yigur machet. I know that, but maybe I've also done averos. And with all my zechuyos, you know, it could be my averos have undone things. Again, we could lose good nevuos with averos. We could change bad nevuos with mitzvos. As we know, we could change bad nevuos with mitzvos. The opposite. The Kedushas Levi talks about our Gemara. I don't have time to read it right now, but if you look in Parshas Baha'aloscha, he talks about even regarding all the Nevi'im prophesized about Mashiach and all these terrible things. But he says through tefillah, we have no idea exactly what they specifically mean. So they could be interpreted as things that happened already that are more diluted through tefillah. I mean, how does tefillah help if we're supposed to have chelel Mashiach anyway? The answer is no. It could be interpreted and explained in certain ways. Kivan she'inu muvan b'nevi'im achevle Mashiach, lazeh anu yechon lehispalel levatel. Kivan she'inu mefurash beferish b'divrei hanevi'im. And he says we have that power, and he continues, the koach tefillah. So the Gemara answers, he says, Shema Yimra Gamachet. So Rabbi says, maybe my sins, Kidrav Yaakov Aridi. Kidrav Yaakov Aridi Rami, like we know, learned in Mesechus Brachos, Ksiv, Hine Anochi Imach, Ushmanticha B'chol Ashatilech, Hashem promises Yaakov Avinu, I will always be with you. Fixiv, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od, Vayetzerlo. Yaakov Avinu was scared. Right? Shayim is Yare, Shema Yimra Gamachet. Hashem promised him already. But you know, maybe the chait caused me to lose the promise. Kidatanya, as the Brisa says, Ad Yavram Cho Hashem, what we say in Az Yashir, until Hashem passes over his nation, Zubia Rishona. The first time we went in, Ad Yavram Zukanisa, Zubia Shnia. That's the second time we went up there to Israel, the time of Ezra Nehemiah. Omar Mayata. What's the parallel of these two phrases? Ruuyma Yisrael, Lasos Lamnes, Bibiya Shnia, Kibiya Rishona. If we would have been Zocha, we would have had a miraculous entrance into Eretz Yisrael like we had in the days of Yeshua. Also in the time of Ezra, Ela Shegara Machet. But we lost it, Gara Machet, right? We didn't deserve it. That's why the second Beis HaMikdash, we didn't go back, and it was only a mirror image of what the first one was. And the Gemara says in Yuma, it was missing all the five things, right? Because we weren't Zocha. We also have quoted in the past the Malbim, among others, that the difference between Ozer and Moshiach, right? We say in Shemoneh Esrei, Melech Ozer u'Moshiach, right? The first leader was Yehoshua, and the second leader was Ezra. Ozer u'Moshiach. Why? Moshiach means Hashem does everything. Right, Moshiach means a salvation that the one who is saved doesn't really take part in. Ozer means the Ozer helps out, but the one who is being helped takes part in his own salvation. The first time we went into Eretz Yisrael, it was through Nisim and Niflos, right? Yericho and the Kriyas Yarden. That was Hashem was the Moshiach there. Ozer, we built a base of Mikdash and we had to go in and we had to settle it. Right, it was much more natural. And that was our leader was Ezra. And that's what our leader is Ezra. Again, there's a lot. Bia Rishona, Bia Shnia, again, a major topic. The Meshech Chachma on this Pasuk in Beshalach has an important piece also, comparing Bia Rishona and Bia Shnia. Again, the Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBchira also discusses the two, the Kibush versus Chazaka, but not for now. V'chena Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is also added to the list. To Ula, Rab and Rabbi Yochanan. Yesi v'lo achminei. right? I want Mashiach to come, but I don't want to be there during the terrible times beforehand. Amar Reish Lakish, my time, why? What's so bad? What's going to be so bad? Is it because the pasuk says, Kasha Yanus Ish Mipnei Ha'ari Ufga'o Hadov. We know what it's going to be like. A person's going to run away from the lion, and then he's going to see the bear. Uva Habayis will come into his house. V'samach Yadu Alakir, he'll put his hand on the wall. V'nishach Ha'nachash, and a snake's going to bite him. So he keeps running away for various animals. The Marsha says, these are all the Goliaths that we went through. Right, that's what the Amoraim were saying. The Amoraim, remember, lived soon after a couple hundred years after the Beis HaMikdash, but they didn't live this last Golus. So what they were saying was, all this Golus, it might not have been one specific event, they bring Mashiach, but again, enough of all of these Saras and Golias. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, right, one of the Pirkei Der Belazer says on Shlach No Biat Tishlach, the first time Hashem met him, right, send with who you're supposed to send with, and who was Moshe referring to? So Rashi says Aaron, but the Pirkei Der Belazer says Elio Anavi. What Moshe was saying was that don't send me and then have this long thousands of years process. Just go straight to Eliyahu HaNavi. That's what Moshe was davening for. But that's what it's compared to. So Reish Lakish says, do you think that it's so bad because it's going to be the lion and the bear? Says Reish Lakish, but you have that even Bizman Hazeh. Santer, one type of money collector comes. Dome kibisha pagabo ari. Nichnas le'ir pagabo gabai. Dome kibisha pagabo adov. So that's a gabai, but gabai of taxes. Nichnas le'beso umatzabanov ubenosa mutalin bara'ov. Dome kibisha neshacho nachash. Person has comes home and doesn't have any food and his kids are starving. That's like a nachash. So don't be scared of chalei Mashiach. Right? We have the same pains nowadays. Just have Mashiach come. Ella, so says Reish Lakish. Ella Misham, it must be because of the following. Ella Misham Dechziv. Sha'aluna Ure'u Im Yoled Zachar. Ask if a male will have a child. Madua Re'isi Kol Gever Yadava Chalatzav Chayoleda. Why do I see men with their hands on their loins in pain? Like a woman has her hands on her loins, so to speak, when she has a baby, she has terrible pain. So even the men are going to be in that state. Such pain. And all faces are going to be pale. So my reason, what is that referred to? Me, who's in pain? Me shekol gvura shalo. The one who all gvura is with him. Kol gvura shalo. Who is that referring to? Rashi says, right side, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzta'er ba'atzmo kayoleda. Hashem will be in pain like a woman giving birth. Va'omer. And will say, as we'll see in the Gemara in a second, Hashem will be in pain for some reason. The Ad Ramah argues vociferously on this Rashi. Hashem? How can you say he's referring to Hashem with his on his loins? Right, the Marsha here discusses this also, that no, he's referring to the Nevi'im, referring to others, but not, maybe the Malachim, but not Hashem. What does that mean? That their faces are going to be turned pale? The heavenly courts. Hashem is going to say, what, I'm going to totally eradicate many other nations? Right, but, you know, Hashem is in pain also. Right, how am I going to lose these because of these? What's the mashal? Amar Papa. Somebody has an ox, and their ox gets hurt, so their ox has to, like, go to the hospital. So instead of the place where the ox usually eats, the trough the ox usually eats from, the guy puts his horse. But he really loves his ox. But he puts the horse there in between. When the ox gets better, the ox comes back, and the horse is there. He's like, what's the horse doing here? Hashem wants to put the ox back. So the ox is like Bnei Yisrael. The horse is like the other nations. So Hashem gave power to all the other nations over all of these thousands of years. But now it's time. Now it's time to put the ox back. It's time for Am Yisrael to come back. So to speak, it'll be difficult. Because there'll be certain, let's say, righteous, you know, members that don't deserve to be taken away. But again, that's the conversation and what's going to happen. Again, there's a lot of more depth here. What does that mean? The destiny of Am Yisrael is to come back, and all of those who are punishing us throughout the Golios, Hashem feels bad about that. They're supposed to, right? Read Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu. They're gonna be punished for what they did. Ashur and Sancheirev and Edom and Mitzrayim. Period. So there's a lot more. Amar Gidla Marav. Asin Yisrael da Achli Shani Mashiach. Bnei Yisrael are participate in the years of Mashiach. Amar Yosef Shita. That's pretty obvious. Ela man achiluhu. Chiluku bilik achiluhu. Right? Plony and plony. But who's gonna? Of course, Bnei Yisrael are gonna take part in Mashiach. La fuke midi Rabbi Hillel. That's against Rabbi Hillel. De Amar, who says, we'll talk more about this on the next daf. Ein Mashiach li Yisrael shekvar achlu b'mei Chizkiyo. Mashiach's already come. Right? With the days of Chizkiyah, we learned earlier that he could have come and he didn't because he didn't sing Shira, but the potential was already there. So that's why, he's going against that Shita that says Chizkiyah was already, considered Mashiach, but we don't pass him that way. So what does that Shita mean? Well, there's no destiny for Am Yisrael. Obviously, how can anybody argue with that? It means there's some type of different type of stages that are going to happen in the future. So maybe we'll talk about that more tomorrow. Amarav, lo ivare alma el ladavin. Rav says, the world was created for David. What does that mean? It means that the entire destiny of Am Yisrael has to do with David HaMelech. Ushmol amar la Moshe. Also, lumdish, what does that mean? Moshe, Torah's Moshe. For Rav Yochanan amar la Mashiach. Gotta figure out what's the difference between David and Mashiach. But Mashiach, Mashmo, what is the name of Mashiach? Tibir Rabbi Sheila Amri Shilo Shmo. Shenemar Ad Kiyavo Shilo, the Pasuk says in Vayechi. Tibir Rabbi Yanai Amri Yinon Shmo. Shenemar Yishmo Lolam Lefnei Shemesh Yinon Shmo. Tibir Rabbi Chanina Amar Chanina Shmo. Right? In the house of the Yeshiva Rabbi Chanina, they said Chanina was his name. Right? No coincidence. Shenemar, and Rabbi Yanai said Yinon. I think about the similarity between the names. Debe Rabbi Sheila said Shiloh. Right? All of the names. Shenemar, that's what they focused on. Shenemar Ashelo Atein Lachem Chanina. V'yesh Omrim, so that's not a name. Menachem Ben Chizki Yashmo. Shenemar Ki Rachak Mimeni Menachem Meshiv Nafshi. V'rabanan Amri, Chivarta Debe Rabbi Shmo. The leper of the yeshiva of Rebbe is his name. Shenemar Achein Chalayenu. He carries our sicknesses, umach ovenu svalam, and also our serious heartaches. He carries va'anachnu chashavnuha nagua muke Elohim umeune. Period. So all different simanim. Again, name reflects something about the mahus. Amar Rav Nachman imenchiyahu kegonana. Rav Nachman says, if it's somebody who's alive, it's like me. So again, we've had that before. Remember the end of Sota kegonana, right? What does this mean? But interesting. Shenemar v'haya adiro mimenu, right? Mimenu. That's what he says. Adiro. It will come. The greatness will come from him. Umoshlomi kirbo yotzei. Meaning, if it's from somebody who's alive, you know, somebody like me. The Margolis Hayam here quotes that shita that Ana is a name of a Tana, right? It says like Ana. Fine. Amr Rav imen chayahu kagon Rabbeinu Akadosh. Right, Rav says if he's coming from like somebody who's alive, it's going to come from my Rebbe, Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Imin Masyahu, kagon Daniel Ishchamudos. And if it's from somebody who died, it's going to be like Daniel Ishchamudos. The maskana is there's no maskana. The Gemara does not clearly state whether Mashiach is going to come from somebody who is alive or not. The Rambam assumes that the Rambam writes that it's going to be from somebody who's alive, who brings people back to Hashem, who does a lot of kiriv. The Chassam Sofer, again, like I said before, Chassam Sofer in Chelek Vav Simin Sadiches. It's true at the end of the volumes, right? He writes there also, Mashiach does not know that he is Mashiach until Hashem decides, like we saw before from Rav Chaim Vital. But either way, we daven for it every single day. Okay, we'll stop here by Amar Rav Yehuda. Continue with more inyanim related to Mashiach on the next daf. Before we get into back to some of the those who lost their olam haba, that'll come back in the future as well. Okay, we'll stop here.